Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. Thanks, Mohan. So I had shared some thoughts about Dennis in the video that Akhila created earlier this year in California. It was titled Dennis Hartle and Inspiration. I just added a few more memories, specifically around his guidance on the practice of Bhagavan's teachings. And I'm happy to share the content with all of you today. So I first 2005, when Swami invited him to Bhagavan's Jayanti celebration in California. We exchanged a few words, and as we parted, he said, "The only thing that keeps me going is meeting young people like you who aspire sincerely for the higher life." For 15 years since that first meeting, I have benefited so much from Dennis's friendship, guidance, and above all, his silent presence. I was inspired to memorize Aksharamanamale after listening to him chant the 108 verses with such deep devotion. He encouraged me to visit Sri Ramanashramam in Tiruvannamalai and requested me to send him a detailed report of my visit. I did that in August 2005. I feel fortunate to have been part of his morning schedule whenever he visited California. Rising early, listening to the Vedas, followed by coffee, reading, chanting Lalita Sahasranamam, and ending with silent meditation. He needs very little sleep and would be awake even at night, sitting on a chair, meditating. When I asked him about it, he quoted Bhagavan saying, "When the mind merges in the heart, there is no need for sleep." He often said it's our Purva Janma samskaras, latent impressions, and pakwa, spiritual maturity, that determine how well we grasp Bhagavan's teachings. For householders like myself in California, he recommended practicing Atma Vichara when the mind is strong. At other times when the mind is preoccupied and hard to control, he recommended chanting and praying for a strong mind. When I once asked him about how we could recognize that it was time to give up karma, he said the answer has to come from within. Just like a ripe fruit falls off the tree automatically, when the time is right, karma would drop off naturally. As we all know, he speaks little, but every time I asked him a question, he had the perfect quote from Bhagavan as his response, internalizing the teaching completely and speaking from experience of the self. He never asked us for anything, and like our rishis of yore, effectively led the life of a parivrajaka, even when amidst all of us. Over the years, Dennis has been a great guide, gently bringing me back to Bhagavan's path of self-inquiry every time I wandered away. As an example, I once shared with him a method I learned at a Vedanta class to overcome attachment. The method was to strip an object into its basic elements and thus overcome attraction to the object itself. I thought it was a cool tool to keep the mind in check. Dennis listened to me patiently and then asked, and then said, "Who is it?" And then said, "Bhagavan has taught us to ask, who is it that is getting attracted? That's all. How can it be easier than that? And you of all people should know better." I'll never forget his voice when he said that. Stern by Dennis's standards, to this day it serves as a reminder to never swerve from Bhagavan's direct path of self-inquiry. He always said Shraddha, faith, Vairagya, dispassion, and abhyasa, intensity of practice, were the main requirements for success on the path. He encouraged me to not be content with a theoretical understanding of the knowledge, but to strive to reach the inner recesses of the heart center, the seat of Arunachala Ramana. I treasure his Maharshi newsletters that have nourished my soul throughout. I'm also very grateful to Dennis for never letting me lean on him. While he encouraged and inspired me in numerous ways, he always cautioned me to repose my faith in Bhagavan and in no one else, including himself. "Only Bhagavan looks after us," he would often say. Dennis's is a life consumed by Bhagavan and his teachings. I have only met Kanakammal once. When I shared with her that I knew Dennis, she said in Tamil, "And the Dennis-ku Bhagavan Arunachala vithavara veru onnum theriyadu," meaning that Dennis knows nothing other than Bhagavan and Arunachala. In chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, amongst thousands of persons, hardly one strives for perfection, and amongst those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Dennis is one of those rare few who actually knows the truth. I have never seen him get angry about anything or with anyone. He said anger was a vasana he never had, even as a child. His purity, gentleness, tranquility, and complete surrender are permanently imprinted in my inner mind. Knowing him has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. Thank you.